Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The news is so incredible. Burning embassies in Kosovo, in Serbia proper, from Pristina to Belgrade. Burning UN buildings. We've got Turkey coming in with armored groups for the first time into northern Iraq, into Kurdistan. The biggest news here is that Putin, and I have several articles here, we're going to cover it after the break, because we got Bob Chapman, we're going to get his take. He was in Army Counterintelligence, and of course one of the top gold brokers and out there in history, had the biggest newsletter, period, still one of the biggest. He retired and then came back and rebuilt it. I want to get his take on that first, because, and I want to read the actual quotes here. I'm going to be frank. I just had it in my stack, and now I can't find it. With the Russian ambassador saying, we will use brute force, and he said, violence, bloodshed. That's a quote. He said, we will use force. We're ready to go to war. This is basically like Texas being taken from the U.S. And has been part of Russia historically, an ally. Bob Chapman, this looks like the beginning of World War I or World War II, where there's all these fires just everywhere popping up.
Well, you're right, Alex, and we've been talking about it for months. We ran many exposés back in the 90s regarding what was going on in that area during the NATO incursion and the bombing and the usage of the KLA, which is Mr. Tracy, and who is now the president, and his background. He's a hardened first-line criminal is what he is. And, of course, the British and the United States governments get along very well with those kind of people. And we've been talking every week and saying that there's going to be war if the United States and Great Britain and Europe decide that they're going to allow a unilateral declaration of independence in Kosovo, which has belonged to the Serbs for over 1,500 years. And it's coming about, so it's no surprise to radio listeners and subscribers that that's what's happening if they've been following what I've been projecting. The mission by the United States in particular has been so obvious, arrogant, and outrageous in this regard. At least they lied and were subtle about Iraq, and it took two or three years for people to catch on to what they were doing. In this instance here, it's there for the whole world to see. They just want to do what they want to do. Well, the Russians are not going to allow them to do that, and I have predicted that's what they would do, what's going on right now and what they're saying. And we are also going to throw in here that in the last couple of weeks, Albania has come forward and said that, and then nearby, that they discovered oil big time. And so the U.S. obviously knew this along with Europe, and they want to get their hands on that. And there's also just all kinds of natural resources in Kosovo that they'd like to get their hands on as well. So like in Iraq, there's something to be gained there. Most of the troops there are NATO troops, which are from Europe. And, of course, the Europeans did not really want to send anybody to Afghanistan or Iraq, and now they're going to be forced to send troops and these are reluctant troops, believe me, and reluctant governments, in spite of what's going on. And the Serbians are fighting for their own homeland. The kill ratio by the Serbians is going to be very high. And this time around, the United States and Western Europe are not going to have the skies to themselves. They're going to have to deal with Russian Air Force might, and they're not pipsqueaks, and they've got excellent equipment. And so you have a dismemberment going on, like you said, Alex, early on. It's like separating Texas from the United States. And if you go back to the 13th, 14th century...
Hey, well, stay there, Bob Chapman. We'll be right back after the break. I have the articles about Moscow threatens force over Kosovo. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies. Ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, it's simple. The West, owned by the big private banking families, has got a lot of secret super weapons now. The stuff you see is 30 years old. They're very arrogant. They're trying to start wars everywhere. And then other countries, even our allies like Turkey, are making their moves right now. Musharraf is in trouble in Pakistan. They got nukes. The globalists gave them. England, the U.S. We've got communist terrorists, and they are terrorists, murdering police, military, and citizens into southeastern Turkey, out of U.S.-controlled Iraq. They've now rolled in. We've got the U.S. going in with a bunch of drug-dealing al-Qaeda terrorists. I mean, that's admitted al-Qaeda, real al-Qaeda. Attacking the Serbs, they fight back, they carve it off. The Serbs always said, we know you're planning to take it over. Then there's a CIA coup in Belgrade. They put puppets in 2000. I'm just giving you some background. And then this, Moscow threatens force over Kosovo. Moscow's ambassador to NATO says Russia could resort to brute force of NATO or the EU formally recognized Kosovo as independent state. We, too, will have to proceed with the view that in order to be respected, we must use brute force. In other words, armed force. And then on top of that, I've got it here in the stack, where Putin comes out, and 2 days ago he said we're going to aim nukes at Ukraine and Belarus and Georgia. Now, and that isn't Georgia in the U.S., boys and girls, for those that are public school educated like myself. Now he's saying we will nuclear attack. I mean, I've got these articles here. Bob Chapman, go back to the 1400s, as you were saying, and just as a novice of history, this, I mean, the way I'm looking at this, and this is just going to escalate. We don't know if it's this year, 2 years from now. This is how world conflicts start, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I've used this ruse over and over again. The balkanization of countries. They put them together. They put them together in such a way from previous conquests that you always have warring factions within, you know, the group. Then, of the country that they've created. And then when they want to start a war, it's very simple for them to do so. And so that's a good example of what Kosovo is all about. But it's going to happen all over the world. Now, these are all planned conflicts. Turkey going into northern Iraq, they're going after the Kurds. The Kurds have been doing a lot of what they do from drug profits. And the Kurds have made incursions into Turkey for many, many years. And the U.S. has kept Turkey theretofore from going after them. Well, they're going after them now. And so you're going to have more of these things happening in more places. And why do these things happen? Two, geopolitical position, natural resource advantage, and number three, to cover up the collapse in the American economy.
Let me expand on that. For those that don't understand what Bob was saying, to expand on it, the British did this. Empires, the Romans did this. I mean, when you read the Battle for Gaul, Julius Caesar put out the first newspapers in Rome, the first where they were invented there, to brag about his exploits. You can't just go in and take over a region because then it's obvious you're dominating them and everybody will unite and resist you. But if you go in and break it up in a couple pieces along ethnic or religious or racial lines, you then have one client state or two client states that are your buddies, then you gang up on one group, and then it looks like that other group's taking over the nation next to them, but really it's the larger imperial power doing that. And then the globalists are so treacherous, they'll then turn around and stab the last group they worked with. Like they used Saddam to go after Iran, then they take down Saddam. Then they take Iraq over again, then they take over Afghanistan and use that to leverage Iran. Go ahead.
Well, they're also doing the same balkanization procedure along tribal lines in Pakistan, which you mentioned earlier that we allowed them to have nuclear weapons. And you saw the MI6, the CIA agent, who was sent into Pakistan recently, and believe me, she was an agent.
Well, that's admitted,
They had her murdered. And so, evidently, she wasn't doing what they, which is Belisa Bhutu, she wasn't doing what they wanted her to do and said too much about Al-Qaeda not, in essence, existing.
Yeah, she came out and said it was all fake. Now, here's the deal, Bob. You know, from your business experience, counterintelligence experience, it seems to me that the globalists think they're in control, but really looking at this, I think it's out of control.
Well, I do, too. And the tip on that was almost 2 years ago when Zbigniew Brzezinski said what the Bush administration has done in Iraq and Afghanistan have been an absolute disaster. All this planning we put together for years has been bent asunder, and this sets world government back 30 years. Well, hooray for that. But the point is, you're right. They are like little kids at the dikes in Holland, and it's springing leaks, and everybody's sticking their fingers in the hole trying to stop them. And that's what the Illuminati is up to right now. They are on the run. They got serious problems.
Bob, let's shift in to, well, let's continue with the geopolitical view, and then let's get into the economy, because this is too important in my view. Or do you think we should get into the money now, or should we keep talking? Because I've got a few other questions for you on the Russia situation.
Well, let's do the Russian, and then we'll get into the money.
Well, I know the Russians were funded by the West. I know they were set up. I know they've always been doing deals. I know the Vietnam deal was controlled as kind of a black op with both sides behind the scenes with a handshake, but the conflict's real. Just like with what happened in the late 70s with Idi Amin in Uganda, where the Israeli commandos going into the airport got killed, and it was real for them, but now it's been declassified in the British press and in the Israeli press that the Mossad actually set that up to make Muslim extremists look dangerous. I mean, my example is that this is real, but at a higher level, they believe they're staging it, or they believe out of this chaos, they're going to get some end event. A, do you believe Putin really is split from the New World Order now, or what power faction with the New World Order is he allied with? A, and then B, we've got them threatening to invade. They did roll tanks into Pristina, the capital of Kosovo, last time the globalists tried to take it. This split looks like it's real to me. So, A, where is Putin in the power structure from your research? And then B, he's threatening to nuke countries now, threatening to invade nations. I mean, the magnitude of this just openly, I mean, they don't just say stuff. I mean, back when this happened in 61 during the Cuban Missile Crisis, it was a big deal over us putting nukes in Turkey. They said, okay, we'll put nukes here. Now, it's not even a big news item. And people are talking about socialized health care and rearranging deck chairs.
Well, that's the media having them run off in the wrong direction. It's hard to tell in advance what's going on between Russia and we'll call them the Western powers. I believe, like you believe, I think that there's been a split. And I think that, you know, with $481 billion in foreign exchange and gold, Russia feels that they have to fund aggressive action. They can easily do so. And they've been building up their missile and equipment. Well, we've been destroying ours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so they're in much better shape than the European allies are. And one of the features of the breakdown of the Soviet Union was that Yeltsin and his gang of criminals allowed the European bankers to come in and put up the money for the oligarchs to take over for pittance, the very, very important industries within Russia. And since then, most all of them have been kicked out of Russia or fled Russia. And others now run those businesses, including the state. And so I think Russia is on its own doing its thing. And, you know, I said the other day on a program, at least when the Russian government tells you something, you can believe it. Which is novel, in as much as I don't believe anything that comes out of Western Europe, Great Britain, and the United States, and Canada. They lie about everything.
We weren't this bad just 20, 30 years ago. What happened? How did we just degenerate?
Because people were living good lives. They never had a bad day in their life, and the economy was good, and we're invulnerable, and everything's going to be okay, so why should I listen? They still don't listen. And they're going to pay a terrible price for it. Because if the Balkans and Kosovo become a major conflict, which I think they will, they're going to have to institute a draft. I mean, the Europeans are not going to send, they'll need at least 200,000 troops to go in there. And they're not going to send them. And so who's going to do it? America's going to have a draft.
And then Pakistan is teetering on the edge of collapse with nukes.
Exactly. But we have, the United States has the nukes under control. There's a Ranger division, or I don't know if it's a division, but there's Rangers there, U.S. Army Rangers guarding that. And I don't know how many there are, but I do know for sure that they're there because they contacted me. That's how I know. And I don't ask any questions. Whatever they volunteer.
Well, that's separately. If you didn't see it, Bob, that's separately been in the press. But not just let them have nukes. England and the U.S. gave it to them, basically. Why would the globalists give nukes to Pakistan?
In antithesis to China and India.
Exactly, but it's just a strategy of Armageddon.
Well, they did it a long time ago, too, and this is not something recent.
No, you're right, 10 years ago, so.
Oh, and even longer than that.
Yeah.
And it could have been a standoff between Israel and Pakistan being a Muslim country. I mean, who knows what goes through their thinking? They certainly don't care who gets killed, I'll tell you that.
Bob, would you say that we're in as dangerous a point as we were in 1961 during the Cuban Missile Crisis, or more so?
I think it's equal to it, and I think it's more so because the action has already started. And Boy, you know, I'll tell you, Russia was under the Soviet Union was one thing, but these guys get their act together.
Stay there, and Bob Chapman. Stay there. We'll be right back with you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
Bob Chapman.
When it's one
be with us into the next segment, then we've got a bunch of news I'm going to hit on. the internationalforecaster.com. Just incredible analysis and info. Believe me, I don't have baloney or BSers on this show, and he's the real deal, and we really appreciate him spending time with us. Bob, I'm mad. You know, you're all cool and collected about it. I'm sick of it. I got a family. You got a family. I got small children. Yours are grown up. I'm mad about this. I mean, the globalists have got all the money. They got all the power. And they've just got to constantly run around starting wars and killing people. They're destroying our country. And you were talking about Russia getting its act together. I mean, how do you see this flushing out? What's the time frame? And then let's get into what the world says. Oil's up on what's happening in Kosovo and Turkey. Gold's exploding to all-time records of 950-something. And you'd think we'd be happy as gold bugs. I know we're not. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I was on an earlier program today, and I vented my spleen on that one. So I'm a little cooler on this one. But I am outraged. Outraged at the continuation of war and occupation in Iraq and Afghanistan, the incursions by our people into Pakistan, and the deliberate act of war in Serbia. It is just beyond belief. And the Russians and the Serbians are the good guys. Our government is the bad guys.
No, that's it. I mean, we're in Iraq. We set it up. We told him to invade Kuwait. It's like the people running our nation, in every case, we're the ones that torture and talk about it. I mean, Russia would do it, but they wouldn't brag about it. I mean, it's... Do you think the people running it are just doing this on purpose to make everybody start a war?
Well, yes, and they need the order out of chaos philosophy, because the whole financial system is coming down around their ears. And it's just as simple as that. You don't even have to go any further. They have to distract everybody off someplace else and then try to bring it all back together later. But heretofore in history, even recently, 10 or 15 years ago, we didn't have the Internet. And millions of people now know that there is a conspiracy behind government. There are a group of people who do these things to control other people and control the wealth and power of the world. And they're not going to get away with it this time. You know, for me to say something like I just said about Russia being the good guys, I spent several years spying on them.
I understand. And by good guys, you're not saying they're angels. It's that the people running the U.S. are clearly in the aggressor, clearly in the bad guy seat.
Well, I just said the same thing.
Well, no, I agree with you. So, how do you see this? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what's most likely to happen?
Well, I think the beginnings of World War III are starting in Serbia, and I don't know how long it's going to take it to evolve into conflict. It might be a couple of weeks. It might be 6 months.
And by the way,
that's what's going to happen if they continue to do what they're doing, because the Russians are going to hit back, and they told the United States that a year ago.
And by the way, the last two world wars started in Serbia, in the Balkans, and in Eastern Europe.
You're absolutely right.
So, this is a big deal for Russia to say. They never talked like this, that we're going to go ahead and attack you.
It is a big deal. And you know something? They are totally justified. They're in the right. They are the good guys. And it's awful that we have to put up with government that goes around warmongering. One war after another. They're absolutely insane. But we know why they're doing it. So it's not insanity. Just read about what they've done in the past. Just listen to programs like Alex's. This is where you're going to get the truth. How much you can do about it remains to be seen, because we get Congress that has been bought and fully paid for. Either that or they've been compromised, and there's a few other people in there who are good guys. We have an administration totally controlled by the Illuminati. So you're not going to get any satisfaction from government, I'm afraid.
Bob, I want to talk about ideas.
Eventually, that only leaves you one avenue.
Tell us what that avenue is on the other side from your perspective. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Email him and get a free issue of it. You can get it delivered to you a couple times a week via email. Very lengthy, very detailed, very scholarly. Or you can get it sent out to you in a paper format. We'll tell you about that on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push all toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. By calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler, you will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Way up. About to go back to Bob Chapman, then I've got a bunch of news I'm going to hit on. Special guest in studio the last 5 minutes. Hey, the Freedom Law School 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference is coming to Irvine, California, March 28th and 31st. They usually sell out, so you want to call and get your tickets now for the 3-day event. There's going to be William Rodriguez, Jason Burma, G. Edward Griffin, Tommy Crier, Joe Bannister, Larry B. Kraft, Michael Collins Piper, and many, many others are going to be there. Learn all about how to prosper in hard times. Is the income tax really a giant fraud? What are the powers and restrictions placed upon U.S. citizens and state governments by the U.S. Constitution? Do you have God-given rights or constitutional rights? Freedom Law School 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271, or livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. And then don't forget about the great folks at Interfood, healthy cocos, healthy coffees infused with superfoods, not just vitamins, the actual superfoods themselves, like dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. Their green food has 20 of these ingredients in it. Mix it in with your juice. It's just wonderful stuff. I take it every day. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. Go to InfoWars.com, link through to their banner on the website, the InfoWars website, the Inner Food Health Botanicals link, you get 10% off on that subpage. Order in bulk, an additional 20% off, innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And I'm not going to belabor this because I want to go back to Bob. I've made 18 films. The newest is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Gets into everything you're seeing right now. You want to have literally the Bible on what these people are doing inside the New World Order. A chronicle of it, you need to get Endgame or see it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check that out. Also, check out TheInternationalForecaster.com. Need to get a link to that up on InfoWars. I notice we've got his name up there, but not a link. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Bob, how do folks get a free copy to check it out?
Well, they can go to that site that you've been giving, TheInternationalForecaster.com. Oh, they can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And they can get a copy there as well, either hard copy or email, and we get them out right away.
Bob, I feel robbed. I mean, I got a good attitude. I'm happy. I love the sunshine. I love going out. I mean, I've got lots of energy. I'm a positive person. But this pall, this darkness hangs over me now. Because no matter how life, you know, I mean, how good life is, I'm angry at the globalists. And you were talking about solutions or where you think this is going. Go ahead.
Well, I think because after this coming election, people are going to see that there is no electoral process. Votes continue to be stolen. Candidates are all from the same group, controlled by the same group of people. And I think if they give the people a nudge in the middle of a recession, depression, they might have a revolution on their hands.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that's something at a sick level they want. It won't be good for the cops and military to get chewed up or the citizens, but the globalists don't care. They're going to be off in Switzerland, aren't they?
Yes, but one thing, we know who they all are. And in the final analysis, if they think they're going to get away, they're mistaken.
So you think, I mean, you really, from your analysis or just historically think that they've gone too far?
They've gone too far, and they've made a terrible mess out of it, and this time they're going to pay big time.
Well, I know this. Just 5 years ago, the globalists, when I watched Davos on C-SPAN, they were real arrogant and haughty. They all look scared now. They all look shaken.
Well, their plans haven't worked very well. And, you know, the banking system is essentially bankrupt. And the only thing that keeps the European Central Bank and the Bank of England and the Bank of France and the Bundesbank and the Federal Reserve above water, they just keep on pumping money and credit into the system. We got an increase in England of 12.3% of the equivalent of M3. We got 12.9% in the European in the Eurozone, and those figures just came out 2 days ago. And in America, we get over 16%. We get two auctions coming off each month, $30 billion each, and about $20 billion flowing into the repo market. That's $100 billion that's going into the banking system. And they're rolling the money. They're renewing those bonds. All they're doing is paying the interest.
Bob, we've got 5 minutes left with you. You've got the floor, A to Z. Gold goes above 950. It's staying up there right now. Record. The now mainstream saying it'll probably go to 1,000. Where do you see it going? They're now admitting that all this other debt, credit card, top economists are saying it could be a total collapse. Most of them are saying that now. There's still kind of a consumer grade propaganda put out that everything's wonderful and we're not even in a recession. I mean, break down where we really stand. We've now had a few more weeks for things to develop. Is it leaning towards worse or better? Just give us the basic economic outlook on gold and on other markets in the next 5 minutes.
The situation is far worse now than it was 7 to 8 months ago when it all started. And we've only seen the tip of the iceberg because they've been able to paper it over in this interim period. They will continue to do that until they can't do that anymore, or some untoward event happens, and you know everything starts to come unglued. That event could be tomorrow, next week, or 3 years from now. But they're going to continue to do what they're doing because that's all they can do. As far as gold is concerned, very simple. Official inflation figures since 1980 put gold at $2,268 an ounce. So $950 is cheap. We got to still, just to get up to the official level. Real inflation, $6,600 an ounce. What am I calling for? A minimum of $3,000 an ounce. And silver, as long as we have hyperinflation, will go right along with it, probably go over $100 an ounce. It's a lock on making money. It's the easiest thing. It's like falling off a log. We've been long, the subscribers for the last 8 years. Some of them made a fortune, and they're going to make a heck of a lot more money.
Tell folks when you got out of the market. Tell folks, because, I mean, I've got those old newsletters. Tell them when you got out. Tell them what your advice did.
So we got everybody out of the market at the top in the first week of April of 2000, and we've been telling people for the last 6 months to a year to get out of the stock market. I mean, even bonds are questionable now. You see what's going on in the credit markets because the bankers have lost confidence in the system, and they don't trust each other.
Continue. Bob, continue.
What's happening, we have bond insurance falling apart. We're looking at $125 to $150 billion in losses. The commercial paper market has dropped $500 billion from $2.2 trillion just 7 months ago, and that's going to continue to diminuate. And that's one of the reasons they have to feed so much money to the banks, because the banks are feeding the money to business that can't sell commercial paper anymore because the collateral that they have that they put up before is next to worthless, which are mostly CDOs, which are collateralized debt obligations and SIVs, et cetera.
Again, why
and
did
the whole house of cards is coming down.
Why did the financial planners, the big central bank regulators, start getting rid of all the restrictions that were still, it was very wide open in 93. Why since then have they gotten rid of just basically all restrictions? They had to know that this was going to finally just destroy the entire financial system.
No, they were people in a position where they had to have another boom in the economy or face depression and face the music, so to speak, financially and monetarily. And they chose to give it more life. Well, in the process of giving it more life, which was the real estate bubble, so to speak, what they have created is an additional monster. And so now they have no more bubbles to make. The only one perhaps might be in gold and silver, platinum and palladium. But other than that, and maybe even you can count in commodities, but even at that, the game is over.
Well,
it's just a question of when it's going to end.
Well, they're signaling that they're just going to continue to inflate, that that's their final bubble. But that's the bubble of all bubbles. That is a more than predatory. It's eating our own. It's going into cannibalism. I know so many yuppies and people that are worth a few million dollars, and they instinctively just can't invest in gold because their stockbroker doesn't tell them to. What's wrong with them?
Well, they just don't understand. You got to remember, 1980 was 27 years ago. Now, if you were 20 years old in 1980, you'd be 57 now. So that means that there's nobody under 57, with minor exception, who knows anything about the value of gold, or the bull market in gold, or the antithesis to the market, which is gold. They just don't understand, the brokers, and never mind the public. You talk to somebody with a doctorate or a master's in economics about gold, no interest. Ask them about the Federal Reserve, I really don't understand it.
Because it's not taught in school. They're taught a limited spectrum of the economy, not the full geopolitical nexus matrix.
You're absolutely right, and I've been there, and I know that you're right, because that's what they do. In fact, when I was in school, I did poorly in economics because my ideas were crazy. My ideas were the truth. They just didn't want to handle that.
Well, we'll continue to chronicle things as they develop. Do you think gold's going to move back from its 945, 950, rest a few weeks, and then go up to 1,000? Or when do you see it cresting 1,000?
Soon. And as far as people investing in gold and silver-related assets, just do it. I mean, traders have a hard enough time making money. And if you think you can pick the bottoms and pick the troughs or pick the corrections, you're sadly mistaken.
Oh, I mean, I agree. I buy a coin.
If you like the action, you go in and buy. It's long-term. It's durational. We got a long way to go. Buy and don't think.
Well, I know that, coin here, a coin there, when gold was 300, and I, it goes up, and I don't sell. I mean, I bought silver at, $7-8 an ounce. I know it even went lower than that. Now it's $18 an ounce. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. But I guess it's a good thing that the yuppies haven't moved into gold yet, because the Chinese are, and isn't that one of the big drivers? They just became bigger buyers of gold than the U.S.
Well, yes, and the yuppies will join us, those that have money left. They'll probably get in somewhere around 1,500, 2,000, 2,500, 3,000, and it will be discovered like mutual funds were in the 90s, and then after 2000, the real estate market, and everybody will be talking about it, and gold will go cuckoo like all other bubbles will, and it'll go to $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 an ounce, whether it should or not.
And then what?
That's the way markets are. They're mad.
And then it'll settle down to 3,000?
Don't know. It all depends on what's going on. If the world's in chaos, it'll stay up there.
Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, thank you for your analysis. Thank you for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Anytime you want.
All right, there goes Bob Chapman. I've been reading his newsletter for years. Very accurate info. I wish he was wrong. Speaking of the devil, speaking of gold, ladies and gentlemen, if I had more money, I'd be going into gold and silver. I have modest holdings. But Ted Anderson, Bob just told it like it was. I know you've still got a little bit of gold and silver left at yesterday's offering that was a week old. It's stayed up. It went up to 950, staying there. You're at 920 sales level right now. So this is at a reduced price. This is at the price weeks ago. How long can you hold at this, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it through the weekend. I just have made a commitment for enough to make it, and I'm going to let people get involved. I mean, I got to tell you right now, Alex, I feel really good about getting people in the gold and silver and getting away from that stock market and getting out of the banks. It's a security blanket, and every time that we do some business with somebody, we're just adding that much more security to one more patriot who needs that gold, because you can just tell what's going on in the marketplace. Just like Bob said, the handwriting's on the wall. There is no argument anymore. Gold is a necessity, and so is silver in a portfolio. It's not even an option anymore. You need to have it, because the United States dollar is going to bail along with all the world currencies. Everything's falling apart.
That's right. It isn't just going to be the dollar. The pound, the euro, they plan to toilet it all and then come out with a global hedge currency that's in a basket. You'll still have your domestic currencies, but it'll be pegged to a global mark set by the bankers. And who knows when that's going to happen. That's 4 or 5 years off in the misty future. Ted, so you have the same three coins to offer today in gold?
Yeah, right now, Alex, I do. I still have the British Sovereigns at 254, and I'm not kidding. That's a quarter-ounce gold coin. Do the math. I mean, right now we're looking at 950 gold. When I price these out, gold is at 920. I also have the silver. I mean, silver is very important, too. Silver went over $18 an ounce here just yesterday, and I've got silver at $19 per face. Now, when I tell you that, I want to say it like that, because dimes times 10 equals $1. Quarters times 4 equals $1. They both have the same amount of silver, and it's only a buck over spot right now. That's so low, it's ridiculous. And so both of those coins are a great buy. I've got the franc still at 202, and
that's insane. That's the one.
Folks,
you want that franc?
Yeah, there's no question about it. That franc is just right at spot. I mean, the people that have been buying this stuff, even Alex, we've done interviews here just 3 months ago, are looking at 10-20% profits in their portfolio just from buying a few months ago. They're going to watch the gold go over $2,000, like Bob was saying, when the hysteria comes and you've got $8,000 gold. Do you realize what kind of a position you'll be in? In addition to this, every time you're buying, you're helping out the Genesis Network and the Alex Jones Show. I don't know.
Well, not really, Ted. You were telling me like $5 or something on those coins and $1 on the silver. The point is, this is an introductory offer we do on this show because I demand, and Ted likes to do it, the lowest prices for my listeners, 1-800-686-2237. You are just crazy if you don't buy some gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And those coins have semi-numismatic value. That is, they have collector value, but you're getting them like a bullion. 800-686-2237. The silver is a great deal. 800-686-2237. I don't know what else to say, Ted. This is all going crazy. Who would have thought 950 gold? Well, we would have thought it, but it just keeps going up faster than we thought it would.
Well, I mean, then, like you said, the yuppies are just sitting there. Well, how did this happen? I mean, gold is going to go over 950. It'll be over 1,000. It'll be over 2,000 because the dollar's falling. It comes from this Federal Reserve Bank system, and they're deciding to liquefy our money supply, which means any money that we put away, whether if it be in paper, stocks, bonds, don't matter what.
And by the way, the central banks are dumping gold right now, and the price is still going up.
It is, because the private demand is just sucking it all up as fast as they can sell it.
800-686-2237. Out of all this pain, we ought to make some lemonade. We got lemons, let's make lemonade. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for spending time with us today.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be up there, Alex.
800-686-2237. It is the Alex Jones Special column right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to
you. Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
Okay, I meant to have him in here a little bit earlier. We know him. He's a guy who delivered pizzas here, a real friendly fella. And I've talked about how illegal aliens don't have to show IDs. They can show another bank card, or they can show a consular matricula, but members of Congress and state reps have gone out and proven for $24 at any place, they'll give anybody a consular matricula. You can get 5, 6, 7 of them. They'll give you a Social Security with it. They'll give you welfare. And he went into a local bank, said it was Compass. And he went in there yesterday and actually gave him the sheet of what's acceptable, and it says consular matricula. I just want to point out, you've got to have a national ID card now. Your driver's license is federalized, for listeners that didn't know. But then the illegal aliens, they don't have to do anything but one of these Cracker Jacks box cards. The point is, it's not about terrorism. It's about controlling you. Tell the story.
I went in to do nothing more than cash my checks, and I started asking questions as far as their policies regarding illegal immigrants, and express my concerns on the larger scale, being globalism and all this. Finally, the teller gets her boss out there. She comes out. She's very concerned about why I wanted to know these. That's what concerned me.
How dare you ask questions?
Right, exactly, that kind of thing.
You know how to talk. Those cops are arresting if you can talk.
Basically, they painted me out, you know, to be a racist, and I don't know what I'm talking about because illegal immigrants started this country type of thing. Basically, they started putting words in my mouth and tried to close my account without my express permission. And
they were just, get out of here.
Basically, and I stopped them. I was like, don't put words in my mouth and don't close my account. All I said was that I want information regarding your policies. Finally, she comes out with a piece of paper, but she tells me I can't have it. She said I could read it, but I couldn't have it. I told her I wanted to do my own research on it. I needed to have that piece of paper. Finally, she goes in the back. For a long time, I wait out. Everybody starts ganging up on me, basically, you know, calling me a racist and things like that. I don't know what I'm talking about. She slides this over. As I left, I realized how close I got to having the cops called on me for simply asking questions.
Oh, no, that's not allowed now in America.
Apparently, you can't even go into your bank and question their policies on illegal immigrants.
And you're a well-spoken professional guy.
Sure, I'm a student. Yeah.
I mean, come off real well.
And everybody in there was, like, ganging up on me.
Let me just read this to people. This is from Compass Bank. It says, bank-approved identification. It says, under the USA Patriot Act, non-U.S. persons, and it just says an employment authorization card, matricula card, foreign passports, alien registration card. But the big one is matricula. Anybody can get that. Go ahead.
Also, what really scared me is all this at the very top. It says under the U.S. Patriot Act, implying that before then they couldn't do this, which to me.
Oh, no, exactly. In fact, the feds even told banks and car loans, they're not under the same rules.
Yeah, the coincidences between 9/11 and what the Patriot Act is doing for the basic silent third world invasion of America is insane. There's too many things that add up. And I went in and I wasn't planning on doing this. I was simply asking questions, and I almost got turned away.
I've been in the bank when there's wanting 2-3 forms to set up an account, and I'm watching illegals with nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
And you know, the point is, remember that when they're pushing all this on you or the cops pull you over, and the cops will tell you that they don't arrest illegals for DWI, for no insurance.
No. They have more rights than we do these days.
Johnny, we're out of time, but we're going to scan that in. Aaron's going to do a blurb on JonesReport.com. Thank you for doing what you did.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. And I saw you were reading that book. Have a free copy of Bilderberg.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
God bless you, my friend. Folks, I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central on the Internet, shortwave, satellite, and local AM and FM affiliates like KCAA, KCXL, and many others across the nation. KLBJ 590 covers most of Texas. Go listen there. Got about 22 affiliates now there. I covered the concentration camps in the San Francisco Chronicle. Had a congressman on who went public about 9/11 being an inside job. Another big 9/11 truth splash. That was in the second hour. Please tune in in the first and second hour when it retransmits at InfoWars.com. Right now, after this quick break, we'll be right back with that key info at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.